But first, yesterday, Governor Ducey announced his replacement for the Senate seat of the late John McCain. By selecting former Senator John Kyle, Ducey made a calculated decision to draw on institutional knowledge.
There's far too much work before the Senate, work that is important and consequential to our state and our nation, work that demands immediate attention. It's not the time for newcomers, and now is not the time for on-the-job training.
When John Kyle left the Senate 6 years ago, he walked away holding the title of Minority Whip. And while Kyle's name might not be as household as McCain's was, in 2010, Time magazine named him one of the 100 most influential people of the year for his work behind the scenes. It's this political deftness that was tapped to shepherd Judge Brett Kavanaugh through the Supreme Court nomination process. Kyle did the same for now Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Kyle now steps back into the spotlight with a majority Republican Senate, but a different president in the White House. So what does he bring to the table this time? For that, we turn to Zach Cohen, Senate correspondent for the National Journal. Zach, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
So a former senator now going back to the Senate. Obviously, there's an institutional knowledge there that Governor Doug Ducey talked about. When you're going back or going to an institution like the Senate, how important or how significant could that knowledge of how the place works be?
Well, the Senate is a smaller body than the House, where Senator Kyle did spend some time before he was elected in 1994. And he's going to have to hit the ground running. As you said, he was Sherpa for Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who is going through judicial hearings as we speak. And he'll get a chance to vote on that nomination in the next few weeks or so. So there's going to be a lot to do, and he might only be there for about 2 months. He's said that he's only going to stay in that seat at a minimum until the end of the year. He could stay through the end of the appointment, which lasts until early 2021, but he has said he won't run for re-election, so it's going to be a pretty short term regardless.
In many ways, Kyle was kind of seen as sort of a behind-the-scenes operator, more of a policy wonk, the junior senator from Arizona. Is there any reason to think that his second time around in the Senate will be any different?
Well, he'll be the majority this time. He was minority whip and had the along with Senator Mitch McConnell, who is now majority leader, so he could have some more impact there. He was very involved on Native American issues. He helped create the settlement, the largest settlement of a Native American lawsuit against the federal government back when he was a senator. Very active on defense issues, on water policy. So these are all things he could try to tackle over the next few months. But I think the Kavanaugh nomination is going to be top of mind as soon as he gets there. He's supposed to swear in within the next half hour or so.
Yeah. I want to also ask about the political atmosphere, which is different. He's also in the majority now, unlike when he left the Senate. But obviously, Washington has changed since then. How might Kyle's style play there now?
He's always been a rather conservative senator. He bucked the Bush administration a few times on the firing of U.S. attorneys and whatnot back when he was a senator. But he's not going to be running for re-election, so the political calculation for him personally is probably not as strong as you've seen from other Republicans, and he's certainly not going to have the same sort of outward antagonism to the president that the late Senator John McCain had. Where I think politically it gets interesting is what happens in the 2020 special election to replace Senator Kyle, or if Senator Kyle doesn't fill the rest of the term, who would replace him in the next appointment, either by Governor Ducey or whoever wins this gubernatorial race in November?
Well, it's interesting, Zach, you mentioned some of the issues on which Kyle was fairly prominent and out front on his last time in the Senate. But also, as you referenced, he's only going to be there potentially a few months. I'm wondering how much that comes into play. I mean, how much might he be doing on water issues, Native American issues, things like that, between now and potentially the end of December?
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. There's not a lot to be done before November. I think in general, the Senate is going to be relatively uneventful after the Kavanaugh hearings. As we get closer to the election, less sort of substantial policy is probably going to be taken up, although there's been talk about another round of the tax overhaul or whatnot. But in general, on the sort of day-to-day issues, on constituent affairs, these are things that every senator has to deal with. And having somebody who can use these next 2 months to their greatest advantage, I think, was a high priority for the governor in appointing him.
And lastly, I want to ask you about Judge Kavanaugh and about Kyle's role as his quote-unquote Sherpa, like you said, through this confirmation process that is still going on. The hearings have just begun in Washington. So how does his role as Sherpa before and now as about to be a sitting senator, how does that change or influence that process?
We haven't heard if he's still going to be in sort of a Sherpa-type role. A lot of that, I think, stems from his time setting up all of the meetings, both with Republicans and Democrats, which has been obviously a contentious issue. A lot of Democrats haven't wanted to sit down with Judge Kavanaugh because they have been opposed to either the nomination or against something in his judicial record. So I think the Sherpa role becomes less important now that Judge Kavanaugh is sitting in front of the committee as we speak, and he can focus more on trying to whip votes as, you know, reprise his role as minority whip and try to get him confirmed.
All right. That's Zach Cohen, Senate correspondent for the National Journal. Thank Zach. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime.